Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Tennessee Titans and their NFL draft needs for the 2022 NFL draft is our expert host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What is going on, man? Talking about the Titans today, the number one team in the AFC South last year with a 12-5 record, lost to the Cinderella story, Cincinnati Bengals, of course. But, you know, a great season all in all. They're hoping to build off of it and continue their dominance in 2022. I can't wait to talk about them and their draft needs.
Absolutely. And watching the finale of that season last year was a nail biter. We had so much fun, and we know the Titans are coming back with a vengeance. They've got a chip on their shoulder. They're ready to take it all the way this year. So tell me, Mr. Logan Landers, and tell all of our amazing audience, what do we have to look forward to with the draft for the Tennessee Titans?
Well, let's do it, man. We got, before we get to the draft, we got to go free agency, who they're still waiting to sign, who they've signed, and who is no longer with the team. Looking at the current list of free agents, we got Janoris Jenkins, Kendall Lamb, Rashawn Evans, Nick DeBowser, Matthias Farley, Greg Maben, B.J. Bello, Chester Rogers, Trayvon Coley, Michael Pruitt, Sam Ficken, Cameron Batson, and David Quisenberry, along with Derek Robinson. Going on to the re-signings, the ones who were there last year, the ones who were coming back, we have Deontay Foreman, Zach Cunningham, Ben Jones, Brett Kern, Jeff Swaim, Harold Landry, Morgan Cox, Reggie Bullock, Buster Skrine, Dylan Cole, Corey Levine, Dontrell Hilliard, Nick Ekine, Tare Tart, Logan Woodslide, and Jordan Wilkins all coming back for another season. Deontay Foreman went to the Panthers, my mistake. We also have some more guys who are leaving, ones who have went to new teams, either with trades or with free agency. We got Marcus Johnson, Darrington Evans, Kerry Blossom Game, Dan Cruikshank, Roger Saffold, Brandon Kemp, Anthony Fursker, Deontay Foreman, like I mentioned, Jayon Brown, and Kyle Pico. And the new additions, not too many, just four. We have Trenton Kenyon, Robert Woods from the Super Bowl champ Rams, Jamarco Jones, AJ Moore, and that is your list. So, not the most additions in the world, but you don't need a whole lot. This team's looking pretty good already. You lost a handful of guys, and the one key player I did not mention, because they're still trying to figure out their whole contract situation, is their receiver, AJ Brown, currently trying to get a deal done. Hopefully he can, so they can get that really talented piece out there for their core, but we will see how that progresses throughout the weeks. Right now, we just don't got the answers, so there ain't much to report on, Jeremiah. That's just the way of the world. But let's go on to the draft. We'll look at their draft selections and who I think they should personally go with. Looking at their draft, they have a good amount of draft picks. In the first round, pick 26. No second round selection. You got to think they might trade up perhaps to get one. The third round, pick 90. Fourth round, they have picks 131 and 143. Fifth round, pick 169, and the sixth round, 204 and 219 as their final selections. So, like I said, it wouldn't surprise me if they trade one of their fourth round picks and a fifth or a sixth to get into that second round, just because that is the one area they are missing. So, we will see what the Titans can do. But it's time for my predictions, who I think they should go with, and their draft needs. I mentioned they got Robert Woods. I mentioned, you know, they're still waiting for A.J. Brown to see what they can do there with that whole contract situation. That ain't the prettiest. You got to go with the receiver, I think. I think you have to. I mean, Robert Woods is coming off of a torn ACL. You don't know how productive he could be. I mean, hopefully he goes back to how he was. But, I mean, you know, you just never know. So I think it would be safe to go with a receiver, your first overall selection, just to make up for if there is a lack, if there is a fall off for Woods, and if, you know, if Brown just does not play this year, or if he holds out a little bit longer, I think you definitely need to go with a receiver to help out in that regard for the Tennessee Titans. Going on, I think they need to look for an edge rusher as well, someone who can get to the quarterback, someone who can really help out. There's a ton of very talented edge rushers out there who are just pass rushing demons, guys who are going to clog up lanes in the running game. So you can definitely go with your third round pick, your fourth round pick, and grab yourself a talented edge rusher as well. Looking on there, you got to help out that offensive line, man. You got to get your boys, Derrick Henry, of course, the king. And of course, with Ryan Tannehill, your quarterback, you got to have them protected at all costs. So get yourself an offensive lineman to help out that core. You got to have them good each and every time. And then, of course, you got to keep looking there, right? Go offensive line heavy. Go wide receiver heavy. Help out your defense as well. Go, you know, you can always grab a nice corner. You can go with another edge rusher, another piece on that front seven if you need to really help out your team. And I think if you can go with a corner too, just help out that and make that cornerback room even stronger. We've looked at a ton of really good corners in this draft, Jeremiah, with our dude Bobby Butler, who's played the game for 12 years, mind you. So he knows what he's talking about. So go with a corner. Help him out. Your defense is already looking pretty solid, so that's why I'm not mentioning him a whole lot. But get you an edge rusher. Get you a nice corner piece. Go on your offense. Help out your offensive line with Ryan Tannehill, King Henry, so they can do their work. And then grab you a wide receiver, I think, with your first selection. Help out that offense even more. And, you know, I think the Titans will be good as gold. I mean, this is a very good team. They are in that small window right now of opportunity to make something happen in this league. They're a very good team. You know, if Henry wasn't hurt, wasn't banged up a little bit last year, who knows how much better they would have been. I think that they, if they can replicate what they've done last year, like I said, they've gotten some good pieces. They've lost a few, but it's how you can bounce back. It's how you can draft. And I'm looking at the Titans this year to have another really good season. I think that they could definitely win the AFC South one more time, keeping it rolling out there in Tennessee, looking good out there in the Music City. And I think this team is looking really good. I don't expect anything but greatness for them in 2022. And I think if they draft well, I mean, we'll see how far they can go. But they are looking like a team to be looking out for this year as a potential Super Bowl champ. You never know.
I could definitely see that, especially how they were fighting so hard and did such a great job last season. I just see it. I really see it. I want to see them coming out swinging. And I think you're right. You know, they don't have the huge needs that some of the other teams have, but they do have some great opportunities to really improve, just like any team does this season. So we'd love to see them pull in a couple of amazing people from college who can come into this, you know, system, learn the system, learn how to play in the highest level of the NFL and really push it and have some shining stars come out that we don't expect, even with a great team like the Titans.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So thank you for that. And thank you to our live audience. Tell us in the comments, what do you think? What needs do they have? And if you're listening to our podcast, we love you so much. You know that we bring you a new podcast pretty much every day. We have over 850 episodes, I think, right? Isn't that? Yeah.
Yeah, we're closing in on 900. Should get there maybe this week, if not next week for sure. So we are right near 900.
Awesome. Coming up on 900 episodes of our podcast. And if you go back and listen, which we super encourage you do, you can listen to all of our great evergreen episodes where we have incredible history specials, interviews with players and coaches and other staff members, other broadcasters, incredible team previews, broadcasts on the draft, and everything in between. And when we get into this summer, we're going to be putting out even more amazing videos every single week, just like we always do, including listicles and topics that will keep you interested and keep you on the cutting edge of what's going on in football all the way till the next season begins. So make sure you stay with us. This summer has some incredible surprises lined up just for you. So thank you so much to our podcast listeners over on Spotify, Apple Podcast, the Believe Podcast Network, Amazon, Overcast, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, or anywhere that you love listening to podcasts. And thank you to Mr. Logan Landers for that team needs draft pick explanation for the Tennessee Titans. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.